present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, Amy MacDonald has very courageously come back again after an absence to, and after the way the three men were so rude to her the last time she was here, to try and pit her wits and do battle in this game of Just a Minute. And I'm going to ask them to speak as usual, if they can, on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is on the card in front of me. And we'll begin the show this week with Amy MacDonald, who only just failed to beat the three regular competitors last time. Amy, the subject which Ian Messer has thought of for you is how to think. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds?
Oops, starting... ask him to stop laughing at me now.
Well, I must say, Kenneth Williams, who sits opposite Amy MacDonald, I must tell the listeners that, he's been very naughty. He's making funny faces, putting his hands over his eyes and trying to dry her up. Kenneth, behave yourself. Let Amy try and talk on how to think, 60 seconds, starting now.
This is very difficult to do.
I will explain afterwards what the laugh is. I keep going because no one's challenged you.
Well, it's especially difficult to do when you've got Derek Nimmo's toes floating around in front of your face. However, if you really want to concentrate, the very best thing to do is to shut your eyes and block everything out of your mind and really meditate. This takes an awful...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Well, she's either hesitating or meditating, I wasn't quite sure.
Well, I think she was probably asphyxiated, actually. I mentioned that last thing because obviously the listeners couldn't see. That huge laugh at the beginning was that Amy was looking at Kenneth and worried that she might dry up, and Derek very quietly got his shoes off and shoved his toes under her nose, and she suddenly looked down, and there were his toes wiggling away inside his socks. And she just
couldn't see his legs, and it looked like an animal, you know.
I know. His toes do look like animals, I know. It's very embarrassing. Because there's a little hole in the desk where they sit, and they came shooting up there, and it's like two black, sinister animals. Right, Derek, I agree with your challenge of hesitation, and you get a point for a correct challenge, and there are 28 seconds on how to think, starting now.
One has different ways of thinking. The way I like to think most of all is to stand on my head and balance a turnip on my left foot and a carrot on the right one.
And Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of foot.
I didn't. Left foot and right one.
Yes.
You could have fooled me.
Well, I did, obviously.
An incorrect challenge, so Derek gets a point and 15 seconds on how to think, Derek, starting now.
A few weeks ago, I went to a monastery in Kandy, which is in Sri Lanka, which used to be called Ceylon. And there were a lot of monks deeply involved in meditation. And this was, to me, a most salutary lesson. Clad in their saffron robes, they sat for hours...
That loud whistle, which came right in my ear and made me almost jump out of my seat, told me that 60 seconds was up. And the one speaking then, as you know, gets the extra point. And it was, of course, Derek Nimmo on this occasion. So at the end of that round, Derek Nimmo has 3 points and everybody else has yet to score. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? The subject is listeners' letters. Would you talk on that, 60 seconds, starting now?
I had one which said, "Dear Kenneth, to listen to you is to have a rare treat. Those dulcet tones..."
Shut your rabbit. Amy MacDonald has challenged.
Well, deviation and...
I bet there was no letter said, "Oh, shut your cake." Oh, yes, I quite
no.
agree. It was not in a listener's letter, no. Amy, you have a point for a correct challenge, and there are 51 seconds on listeners' letters, starting now.
Listeners' letters can be very pretty, or they can be very disturbing and depressing. The thing is, one likes to open one's mail and see something nice about one. Oh, no, that's all wrong.
And
I said that
Clement
three
Freud
times.
Is challenged.
Yes,
repetition of 111.
Yes. Clement, you have a point. We're going to hear from you on the subject now of listeners' letters, and there are 37 seconds left, starting now.
I'm very pleased to say that I never get any listeners' letters, which seem to be reserved for Nicholas Parsons, who constantly talks of them. At almost every occasion, Nicholas Parsons states.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Says
terribly reputation Nicholas Parsons.
Yes. Well, once he remembered in the show a little while ago, he corrected me for my grammar.
I thought you couldn't say Nicholas Parsons often enough on this show. this is what he said to me earlier on.
Mm, it's quite a change of nature that Clement Freud shows on occasions, isn't it? Oh. You can't get around me that way, Clement. There are 26 seconds on listeners' letters with you, Derek, starting now.
The letters that Nicholas Parsons get, of course, are written by himself, and that's why he gets so many, sometimes by his dear 8-year-old mother, who, which shows you that he's knocking 60, and therefore he does tend to get rather more than most people. I did once get a listener's letter which said to me, why can't that awful chairman be banished from the programme forever? Because he is so foolish and inept. Can't dear sweet Kenny Williams.
Why, Kenneth? Why, Kenneth? Kenneth, I'm usually very gentle with you. Why you should laugh when Derek Nimmer is being so rude about me is beyond my understanding.
You know it's all in the spirit of a game. Come on.
I sometimes wonder.
What was it old Newbolt said?
What was old Newbolt said?
A deathly hush in the close tonight, an hour to play and the last man in. Something about the game, innit?
Yes.
It's all about the game, the spirit of a game. There's no calumny there, I can assure you.
Good. I'm glad you've reassured us all, in particular the listeners. Derek, the subject is backing. You begin 60 seconds, starting now.
Particularly if you're a pop group, it's very important to have the right backing. I mean, Jerry had his pacemakers, Freddie had the Dreamers, Cliff Richard couldn't have done without his Shadows. I...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Deviation. He what? Has done without the...
Oh, brilliant! He's brilliant! Well, that's marvellous.
47 seconds. I'm backing with you, Clement, starting now.
One of the most difficult things when you're playing the front part of the horse is backing if you're not in communion with the colleague performing the rites of the chap behind you. A friend of mine, working in a circus in Market Harborough, experienced such a thing on Christmas Day, 1929.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Deviation. Theatres don't play on Christmas Day.
Exactly, Derek. You're perfectly correct.
That's very good. Yeah, it's good of you to see it.
30 seconds with you on backing, Derek, starting now.
I went to Sandown Racecourse last week, but this is in fact...
Amy MacDonald has challenged. I quite agree, Amy. Deviation. You have 24 seconds on backing, starting now.
No, wait a minute.
Derek Nimmer's challenge.
Hesitation. Oh,
hesitation. No, Derek, you have 22 seconds on backing, starting now.
Backing my car.
Amy MacDonald has challenged. Hesitation. Yes, Amy, you have 20 seconds on backing, starting now.
Oh, when I took my driving test, I found the most difficult part of the whole thing was backing the car into a parking spot. In order to do this properly, one has to get the car along...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of car.
Yes, Clement, and you have 6 seconds on backing, starting now.
If you back a horse at 9-4 and it wins, and your placed money was £4.72...
Clement Freud speaking then when the whistle went, gained that extra point. The end of that round, Derek Nimmer is in the lead, closely followed by Clement Freud and Amy MacDonald and Kenneth a little way behind them. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, what experience has taught me? Can you tell us something of your vast experience and what you've learned in 60 seconds starting now?
What experience has taught me predominantly was that if you jumped off the Eiffel Tower on a pogo stick, your chances of not breaking your ankle were remote. But there are many other things which experience has taught me, one of them being to be permanently and steadily courteous to the chairman of Just a Minute. This sort of thing pays enormous dividends, and Nicholas Parsons is capable and in fact liable to ask you to dinner as a result. His lovely wife Denise opens the door. They live in a rather depressed area of northwest London and apologizes for the smell of cabbage which permeates the air of Hampstead Heath. You wipe your feet on the mat, apologize once more for being late, I said apologise before.
Yes. Yeah.
Amy MacDonald.
He said apologise. I've got one right, haven't I?
Yes, you have. Well
said,
done, Amy.
He said
yes. And,
wait a minute, I've forgotten what the subject is.
I'm just about to give it to you. I've still got that smell of stale cabbage that he said was in my house up my nose at the moment. There are 15 seconds on what experience has taught me with you, Amy MacDonald, starting now. Clement Freud is challenged.
Deviation. Couldn't have taught her anything. We've only got to listen to her.
That's very rude.
It's very rude, but all that happens is, Amy, they do these rude things in order that you will get extra points because everybody wants you to not to suffer in this particular way. You get a bonus point for... a legitimate point for a wrong challenge, and there are 14 seconds on what experience has taught me starting now.
There are many different walks of life where many kinds of...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Yes.
Repetition of many.
Yes, I'm afraid we rely on the many.
Oh, I'm practising that. Honestly, I just can't do it.
I think you're doing extremely well. I wouldn't... Why, you nearly won last time you were here.
I mean, repeating myself, I do.
Yes, I know, but you got in very well with the other challenge on Apologise. Nobody else was listening. 10 seconds on what experience has taught me, Clement, starting now.
What experience has taught me is that Derek Nimmo dresses impeccably. Every afternoon when I meet him, a new suit.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, he doesn't meet me every afternoon.
I didn't say that.
And anyway, I don't dress impeccably every afternoon. I often wear just
knickers.
He did
actually say, Derek, on every afternoon when I've met him.
Taught him that I dress impeccably. Most of the time I run round in rather grubby...
We'll get to that in a moment.
I think that was an incorrect challenge, and Clement has a point with 3 seconds to go, starting now.
And yet sometimes he runs around in...
Clement Freud speaking then when the whistle went, has now moved forward, is equal in the lead with Derek Nimmo. And Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, Cleopatra. Would you talk about her? 60 seconds, starting now.
I once visited that beautiful city of Heliopolis, and originally the gates were 2 enormous obelisks with a copper top. And the burnished reflection of these objects, when the morning sun radiantly lit them, hailed the new day in the fashion of Ra, which was, of course...
Derek Nimmo.
He's not said a word about Cleopatra. It's a cook's tour of Egypt.
Can you justify Cleopatra?
Of course, the two obelisks. One now stands on the embankment, it's called Cleopatra's Needle, and the other is in New York.
I know, but you didn't make that very clear, did you?
I said the two obelisks at the gates of Heliopolis.
I know, but all right, they are Cleopatra's Needle, so all right, we'll leave it with you. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but you must be more explicit in future for the listeners who don't know, and Derek Nimmo as well.
When he goes off into these adamantine stuff about, you know, monasteries...
It's all right, I'm with you, you have a point.
You know, he goes off on his specialised things.
Yes.
It's a disgrace in picking up.
Well, I know, Cleopatra's Needle's your specialised thing, and you have 35 seconds on the subject of Cleopatra starting now.
Needle is, in that sense, a euphemism because, of course...
Amy MacDonald has challenged.
Wait, Devious, we're not really talking about Cleopatra. I mean, Cleopatra and Cleopatra's needle is 2 different things, isn't it?
Well, no, her needle was named after Cleopatra, I think.
Was it?
Wrong.
Oh, yes.
Which came first?
The chicken or the egg?
The needle or Cleopatra?
Anyway, Cleopatra is concerned in it, and that is the subject on the card, so whether you put the needle in as well, it doesn't really matter. And there's plenty of needle in this game, I can tell you. But Kenneth, you keep the subject, and you have 32 seconds, starting now.
And, of course, it was said of Cleopatra.
Clement Freud is challenged.
What?
Repetition of course.
I know. Aren't you rotten? I'm not going to let you have it this time.
That's parts of speech, anyway.
Yeah, but don't say it again, please, because otherwise I'll have to give it against you, Kenneth. 30 seconds on Cleopatra, starting now.
The barge, she sat like a burnished throne, burned at the water. The poop was beaten gold.
Clement Freud has challenged you again.
We've already had a burnished.
I'm afraid we have.
No, I was interrupted, you great fool.
No.
Why don't you shut your mouth and let me get it out? I can't get it out, can I? How can I get it out if you keep on bringing up some rubbishy, fookling objection.
Well, it is difficult.
I've come all the way from Great Portland Street. I've come here and I expect a bit of respect, you know.
I'm afraid, Kenneth, yes. You don't give a lot of other respect to others.
I've been thrown out of better places than this.
And I'm afraid it is part of the game of For Just a Minute that you are interrupted. And this was a correct challenge. Clement, you have 28 seconds on Cleopatra starting now.
When I was very young, I acted in a play called Caesar and Cleopatra, in which I took the part of Tata Tito, who was a nurse. And it was a particularly good characterization because at the age of 11...
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Deviations. This is all about him playing in a play. The subject is Cleopatra. And we're not discussing Cleopatra at all. We're discussing him in some play, some rotten old play. And I bet he was no good in it anyway. So I think the whole thing is devious, and I think I should get the subject back. Obviously, it should be in the hands
of
someone.
Well, I'm afraid, Kenneth, that Fatetta Tita was Cleopatra's nurse in the play by George Bernard Shaw of
The subject is Cleopatra, not plays, dear. The subject is Cleopatra. It's written down. Cleopatra.
He was not deviating from the subject on the card, so he must keep it and go on for 14 seconds, starting now.
The boy who played Cleopatra was a tremendous friend of mine, and many people talked about this. There was a scandal in 1936 in which neither of us were fortunately involved, but several men were sent to Dartmoor as a result.
Challenge, Kenneth, on that scandal in 1936 for which men got sent to Dartmoor, I would have allowed it because I don't believe it. Yes, I'll give you the score. Clement Freud was speaking then when the whistle went. He's moved into the lead ahead of Derek Nimmer at the end of that round. And Derek Nimmer, your turn to begin. How it should be done. 60 seconds, starting now.
I think it should be done very slowly at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon in a lovely meadow with daisies and buttercups flowering all around me, with the sun shining down, burnishing Cleopatra's needle.
Kenneth Williams has
challenged. And he was taking the rise out of me, and I'm not...
Kenneth, if I got upset every time anybody took the rise out of me, I would never come back.
Oh, yes, you loved it. I could see you laugh straight away. You enjoyed it, didn't you? No, yes.
I was laughing at something quite different.
It's easy to take the rise. Anyone could take the rise.
I know, you've done it many times.
No. I mean, it's disgusting. Rotten, cheap tricks like that. Anyway. Thank you.
He's feeling a bit better now because Clement Freud is...
Well, it was devious.
Again. It wasn't. It's how it should be done. It was describing the situation in which how it should be done.
Nonsense. He echoed all that stuff about my talking about the obelisks.
No, he didn't. He just happened to say about the sun shining down and Cleopatra's needle. It probably does sometimes. We all know that's on the embankment, not very far from where we're recording this programme. Derek, you keep the subject and there are 40 seconds on how it should be done starting now.
How it should be done in Great Portland Street is quite a different matter, really. Preferably with Richard...
Can you terms of challenged again?
Because this is all so devious. I mean, it keeps on about how it should be done, but what is being done? We don't know. I mean, what is it you're doing, dear? Do let us know.
Yes, you've already been going for 27 seconds and you haven't got to anything that's been done. So, Kenneth, you have the subject and there are 34 seconds on how it should be done starting now.
How it should be done is this. You present the protagonist, the antagonist, and you make a resume. And then you say to people, this is...
What's
happening now?
I can't understand what he's just babbling, he's hesitating.
Well, he was trying to go quickly because he knew that if he didn't go quickly, you would challenge him for going slowly and pausing. So I'm afraid
he has
there
a... is a happy...
Why don't you shut up? We shouldn't have women on the show at all.
He keeps us up on this occasion, Amy. Kenneth, you continue on how it should be done. The 29 seconds left, starting now.
You ruined me, you put me off. She keeps making faces and behaving ridiculously.
Yes, Amy MacDonald is now going to know how to play the game. She's making faces at Kenneth Williams and putting him off, the same as he put Amy off before. Clement, what is your challenge?
Either repetition or deviation.
Neither. Kenneth keeps the subject and there are 26
seconds. The instant.
There are 26 seconds, Kenneth. How it should be done starting now.
How it should be done is the right way. In other words, if somebody has...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
He said right way before.
Yes, I'm afraid you did, Derek. Kenneth.
Well, there you've been mucking about so much that one wonders what one has said. I think you showed a little more generosity of spirit.
Yes, he should do, but he has a subject now. 14 seconds, how it should be done, starting...
How it should be done is quite simple, really. You bend the lady back across your knee like that, stroke her up and down her thighs, gradually undo her and pulling the neck back...
And Clement Freud, the challenge!
Deviation. He hasn't said what he's doing.
Oh,
Well done, Clemens. A point for a good challenge. I wish I gave you a bonus for... anyway. 4 seconds on how it should be done.
It's not fair. You just use me on this program.
You've now realised, have you, Amy?
Yes.
Well, that's why we have having you around.
Not here for my talent at all.
I think... taking advantage
you
of all
give me another 5 seconds, I'll assure you.
Even in front of this audience, if he can be so aroused as that by your talent, I should think you'd be very flattered. 4 seconds on how it should be done, Clement, starting now.
How it should be done is to pace out 100 yards, step by foot.
That round, Clement Freud increased his lead. Amy MacDonald and Kenneth Williams are both trailing in third and fourth place, respectively. Clement, will you begin the next round? The subject, space shots. Will you talk 60 seconds on that, starting now?
To have a successful space shot, it is essential to begin a countdown, preferably at 90, 89, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and so right down to the lowest digit, at which point somebody shouts, blast off, and with a mushroom cloud ranging into the sky, the capsule leaves for some destination which may or may not be known to the audience.
Kenneth Williams has shouted.
He said may twice.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah,
yes, you have a point,
it's
Kenneth.
It's a figure of speech. It's more than you did to me.
For once, you were listening very carefully.
I was so intent.
I know. 33 seconds on space shots, Kenneth, starting now.
These shots that you take in space can be done with a brownie, and the best thing to do is to go to the chemist and get your food.
Take him a chance.
Deviation, all these nasty things he's doing with a brownie. I think it's disgusting.
They may be disgusting, but he didn't mean what you did. You made it disgusting with your challenge. Kenneth, you have a point, and you have 27 seconds on space shots starting now.
Providing you stop down to the right shutter aperture, then you will get a good... I hope nobody's going to challenge me on stuttering.
Clement Freud did.
Well, what a mean thing to do. You know I've got an impediment. How dare you bring that?
You've never had it before.
Well, it's
Derek Nimmo's challenge as well. Clement, your challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, all right. 21 seconds, space shots, Clement, starting now.
In the universe, there are at this moment a great number of objects floating from left...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Repetition of number.
No. Yes, you
numbers,
talked...
Numbers, I said this time. Great numbers.
Yes, that is perfectly correct. You did. And so I must leave it with Clement, who has 14 seconds on space shots starting now.
I had an aunt who was a great authority on space shots.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Great.
Yes, you have 11 seconds on space shots, Derek, starting now.
When I go out with my little rocket, I stand in the middle of a group...
Amy MacDonald's challenge.
Hesitation. He meant stand.
Yes, I know he did. And we all know why he did as well. Amy, you have a correct challenge and you have 6.5 seconds on space shots starting now.
About 2 weeks ago, I was in Washington and I was shown...
deviation. She just plugged in the fact that she goes on holidays. We don't want to hear anything to do with space. What's it to do with space?
I was in Washington.
No,
I was going to tell you something
off.
Very interesting.
Shouldn't have women on this show anyway. Never
well, of met. Course, Washington is the head of the United States government.
Yeah,
if you
also
don't.
Yeah.
They're the ones who have underwritten the space program, and it's quite liable she heard a great deal about it while she was in Washington.
Thank you. I even saw the things that went to the moon.
I should save that.
Yes.
That's what I was going to tell you about.
Well, I would. You've got 3 seconds to tell us, starting now.
There was a great big one that was...
Well, I'm afraid there is no more time to play Just a Minute today, so I will now give you the final score in this particular game. And Amy MacDonald, returning after a little while, did very well. She got a lot of points. She got 8. She finished 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, who was, of course, in third place. He was only 3 points behind Derek Nimmo, and he was 2 behind this week's winner, Clement Freud. You've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.